Alif Shur Khalik Alif Daf Kuf Hey. We're continuing at the top of the page. Hanichnas la'imkom shel advarim. The person who enters into the depth of these matters, ro'eh be'olil, he can see clearly. Ki avidas emuna makifas kol ha'adam. The avidah of emuna that we're discussing in this chapter encompasses the entirety of the person. Kol ha'tera v'chol ha'mitzvois v'gam kol chayei olam hazeh. It encompasses Torah, mitzvois, and mundane life. Yoser midai shtalta ha'shigalinu. And too much has routine taken over her lives. And therefore we may not think about this, and that is the problem. But a person is involved in strengthening his emuna, deepening his emuna. Nigash lechol maaseh mitzvah bechavanat chila. He approaches every act of mitzvah with the intent, right at the outset, shamitzvah tashir roshim b'libo, that the mitzvah should leave an impression. That's his intent. He steps into it with the idea that the mitzvah will leave a lasting impression in his heart. Kol omein shu'ene, every omein that he responds, v'chol bracha shimavarech, every bracha that he makes, kol mitzvah shimekayim, every mitzvah he fulfills, v'chol daf gemara shiromed, every daf gemara that he learns, ha'kol mekasher ose bekesher amitz uva kayama im emunasei. Everything binds him with a solid, permanent connection to his emunah. Kvar kadmu lefegze devrei chazal aloine omen b'chol kuechoi. In the introduction to this prakim, we cited the statement of Chazal about somebody who answers omen with all of his concentration. Ve'divrei haramban alina kol mitzvois. We cited the Ramban on what the mitzvois are about. This was all in the 16th chapter, Tzadiches and Tzadites above. Ach kitzat tischazek emuna l'dei limud gemara. What we want to answer here is, how does the learning of Gemara strengthen emuna? On the surface, it seems not to. One's learning about the melacha of Shabbos or Shosh Nagach HaSapara. What does that have to do with emuna? Baze madrich oisanu haramban beimshech dvarav hanal. The Ramban continues in his Asagres to Sefer Mitzvois al zechiras mamad ha-Sinai. In that paragraph that we saw on the previous page, where he speaks about remembering the event of Har Sinai, he continues v'hizhir pen yasuru min ha-lev. The Torah warns us not to allow this experience to be removed from our heart. And furthermore, we must convey this to the next generation and generations thereafter. He says, do not err, because Chazal darshan on the flamed, that when the Torah says levanecha v'livnei vanecha, belimud haTorah livnei vanim. Chazal darshan, that means that there's an obligation also to teach Torah not just to one's children, but to grandchildren. You might think it's limited to the concept of learning Torah. It has nothing to do with emunah. The Ramban says, don't make a mistake. No. Ki limud emunas haTorah hu alimud baTorah. The two are inextricably linked. Learning Torah is learning about emunah and strengthening one's emunah. So the Ramban says it explicitly, and the author here just elaborates on that point. Hinenu lomdim gemara. So we're learning some masechta, some sugya. Kol sugya mevuseses al pasuk. At the bottom, at the root of every sugya, it's a pasuk that motivates it. Or halachal mashem Sinai. The whole thing stems from matan Torah. It comes from a pasuk or halachal mashem Sinai. Ultimately, vechol ribui halachois atakanos vegzerois. The great proliferation of halachois that stem from the sugya, or enactments of Chazal, or gzerois that they made. Neiver mereva moira v'apachad. It stems from that awe, that fear, bifnei dvar Hashem zu halacha, as the Gemara puts it in Shabbos Kuf Lametes. So that also is related to emunah. It comes from that experience of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feeling that awe. That's where these takanos and gzeros come from. Chazal HaKadoshim lamdu es dvar Hashem kin sinasoi mehar Sinai. What Chazal learned, it was mamash as if they were standing at Har Sinai. So again, it's connected to emunah. Umikam Alehu, that same posuk in Vaishanan that the Ramban bases his words on, Vaidatam Levanecha Velivnei Vanecha. And here we're talking about how this posuk relates to learning Torah. You should convey it to your children, teach it to your children and their children. Uchsiv Basei, and then immediately the Torah goes on to say, Yoim Asher Omadta Livnei Hashem Lokecha Bechoirev, about the day when you stood before Hashem at Har Sinai. Ma lehalan be'ima uvir alviresus uvezia, and just like there at Matan Torah itself, it was with terror and trepidation and awe and trembling. Afkan be'ima uvir amvir esu vizia. So to hear, meaning when you're sitting in this generation, in front of a Gemara, in this room with electric lighting, it should be with awe and trembling and trepidation. The learning is re-experiencing Matan Torah. Ve'af anachnu, we too, it should apply to us. Belomdenu es sugiyas ha-Gemara, when we learn these words, ro'im es kol ha-moira ve'apachad shel ha-chazal bidvar Hashem. If one is sensitive, one can see the awe and dread of Chazal regarding the word of Hashem. Ideally, that awe should rub off on us as well. And this is how it connects us to Emunah. We should hopefully be able to see ourselves with our own eyes what the Navi Yirmiyahu says in Perek Chav Gimel, my word is like fire, says Hashem. That should rub off on us. That's how learning of Torah should be. And Memhele, then there's no question to ask, how is this related to Emunah? You're standing at Har Sinai, well, there's no question that that is related to Emunah. Rabbeinu HaGoyim Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Belomdoi HaMishnah Rishonah Bebava Metzia, Lomad Kach, he used to recite it as follows, Shnaim Oichazim Betalis, Zeh Omer Ani Metzase Vechulei, Oimer HaBoyre Oilam Vechulei, Yachaloiku. The Creator says Yachaloiku. That's it, ultimately, it stems from Har Sinai, a pasuk alacha leMoshe miSinai, the experience of standing and hearing before Hashem. To summarize, kol haloimed Torah, loimed mimele gam emunas haTorah. Learning Torah properly, understanding what one is doing, mimele is the learning of emunah, and that's exactly what the Ramban there was saying. Limud emunas haTorah hu alimud baTorah. Ach hoived lehaamik ulchazek es emunah. A person is aware of this. A person does it with the intention, with consciously. To do this, to deepen his emunah, to strengthen emunah, v'nigash l'yimudu b'simas lev, and therefore he approaches his limud with that in mind, ki flay mikshe ikne b'nafshe emunah satira. Of course, the benefit will be much, much greater. It won't just be something that that rubs off. It will be something that he acquires to a much greater extent. Thus far about learning Torah and emunah. The next section has to do with the natural world. Oyved ze, this person is oyved in emunah, keshu poine ela beri'ah, when it turns to the natural world. Mahi omeres lo, what does the creation say to him? Harik va lamadnes divrei Ramban. We saw recently the words of the Ramban, she'en la'ilyon batachtonim chevetz milevad ze, that the Supreme One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has no interest in the lower worlds except this. This is why he created the world. She'yida ha'adam v'yodei l'erekav, that person should know and then acknowledge she'bera'oy. That's the Ramban in Parshas Boy, the essay in Parshas Boy, which we cited in the introduction to these chapters in Daf Tzadiches and Tzadites. Ve'ho'ise ikar me'emunasoy, a person, again, who is making his emunah a pillar of his life. Keshu sam dato eletzorim kulam, when he pays attention to the natural world, oilam chadash misgale lifnei enav. There's a new world that reveals itself to him. Here's an important qualification. It's not that it derives from this a necessary proof for his emunah. As if to say that his emunah would be weakened without necessarily, without being exposed to something tangible in the natural world that proves to him. That we don't need, because that comes, as we said, from Matan Torah. It comes from our experience. Emunah zekukal l'reayos. That type of emunah einena emunah. So that's not the point of here. It's not to derive emunah from the natural world. Aval aloi kvar birarnu. What we did say above is, ki ikar ha'emunah yibalev. It's not words, as the Rambam said. It's mental imagery. It's what is inside the person. Begeder, like the pasuk in Va'eschanan, Perek Daled, v'yoda'ato ha'yoyim, two stages, yedi'ah, and then it has to be absorbed by one's heart. And this is where emunah comes from the natural world. In order to establish emunah in the heart properly, one always has to bring about new images that strengthen and deepen the branches of emunah. This is what we're talking about over here. His chadshus t'midizos, this constant renewal, moitzeh ha'oved b'zohbiyah. That's what one can find. The oved can find within the bria. עד שמסגלה לו, until he discovers, בהתאם לדברי רמב"ן הללו, corresponding to the words of the Ramban that we cited, כי כל הטבע כולו הינו ציור גדול, that all of nature, the entire creation, is a vast tapestry, it's a vast work of art, המוירה על הבורא ומידי סב, that speaks about the creator and his midos. He'll elaborate about this now. כל יצור וכל תופעה וכל תהליך בטבע, every creature, every phenomenon, every process in nature, רמזים על החוכמה סוי, they tell us about Hashem's wisdom, על חסדוי, about Hashem's kindness, על השגחה סוי, his involvement, ועל ייחודוי, his בורא, and his unity. וזהו עניין כל המויה כולה. This is really the concept of nature. ומה נפלאים לפי זה דברי חז"ל, עם ברכיס דף יוד. סי חז"ל, רב שימי בר עוקווה, לאמרי לה מר עוקווה, אבל שכיח כמד הרבי שמעון בן פזי, he used to learn with him, והפה מסעדה אגדתו כמד הרבי יושב בן לוי. He learned אגדתו from the master, רבי יושב בן לוי. אומר לי, מי דכסיב, what is the meaning in תהילים ק"ג? בורכי נפשי אס השם, let my soul bless Hashem, וכל קרובי אס שם קודשי, and my innards, דווקא, says דוד המלך, should bless Hashem. אומר לי, the answer was, בו וראה שלא יקי מידס הקדוש ברוך הוא מידס בשר ודם. There's a fundamental difference between the creation of man and the creation of הקדוש ברוך הוא. מידס בשר ודם צר צורה על גבי הכויסל. When it comes to even the greatest human artist, when he paints a painting, it may look beautiful, but ואין יכול להטיל בה רוח ונשמה כרוביים ובני מים. He cannot imbue it with a spirit and kerovayim uvnei ma'ayim. You can't imbue it with innards. It's a two-dimensional painting, even if it's three-dimensional. You can't give it intestines and everything else that goes with it. V'akadosh Baruch Hu einu ken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Tzar tzura, he, so to speak, produces a work of art. U'matil baruach unshama kerovayim uvnei ma'ayim. And then he imbues this piece of art with a spirit, a soul, and innards, a heart, a liver, a pancreas. V'haynu de'amra chana. This is what Chana says, the mother of Shmuel, in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis. Ein kadoish kashem, none is holy as Hashem, ki ein biltecho, none like you, ve'ein tzur keilokenu. The simple pshat, there is no rock like a kadosh bohu. Darshan is a gemara, ein tzayar keilokenu. There is no artist like a kadosh bohu. It's remarkable. Chazal spoke of a kadosh bohu as an artist, but it's living art. That's the amazing thing. It's not dead art. הרי מפורש בחזל, חזל תל אס אקספרסלי, כי כל הבריאה היא בבחינת ציור. The entire בריאה is like a work of art. והבוירי ספורך שהמציא את הבריאה הגדולה הזאת, the creator who brought this about, הינו צייר, he's an artist. אלא, just with a little bit, you know, tiny difference from us, אלא שאין צייר כאלוהיכנו, no artist like him, כי הצירים שלו הינם חיים, because his art lives. It's remarkable. והמאמין המעמיק, this מאמין is deepening his אמונה. כשהוא פויסח את החלון, when he opens the window, ומסתכל בשמיים, and he looks at the heavens, בלי שום מליצויס, without any exaggeration and without any figures of speech. Literally, השמיים מספרים לו כבוד אל. The heavens relate to him, the glory of הקדוש ברוך הוא, מעשה ידיו מגיד לו הרקיע. Of course, תהילים יוטס, he is paraphrasing the תהילים יוטס. הקדוש ברוך הוא, like speaking to him from his handiwork. ובישרחו בחוץ, when he's walking outside, הוא שומע עצי היער מרננים מלפני השם. So he hears the trees rustling, singing to הקדוש ברוך הוא. This is תהילים צדיבוביה. אז ירננו כל עצי יער. He's paraphrasing that. הרוח המנשבס אינה אלא אויסה דברוי. When he hears the breeze blowing, אויסה דברוי, it's a messenger of הקדוש ברוך הוא fulfilling his words. This is from תהילים ק"ח, we said every morning, in the morning, in פסוקי זמרה. הכפירים השאגים לטרף, אינם אלה מבקשים אל אוכלם. This is from ברכי נפשי, we said it yesterday, ראש חודש. The lions that roar are demanding from הקדוש ברוך הוא, seeking their food. ברידס גשמי ברכה, when rains of blessing fall, הוא מודה לשם על כל טיפה וטיפה שמוריד לנו. He thanks Hashem for every drop that falls. This is the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Tes. כי כל אחס מתנה אימיתה, because each drop is a gift. Furthermore, הוא מסבונן בכל כוחס ותהליכי הגוף. This person doesn't take his body for granted. He looks at the forces and the processes of the body. Umibesaroi chose eloikon. This is, of course, a paraphrase of the pasuk in Yov, Perikutes, Mibesaroi chose eloikon. And on and on, everything. He's living in a museum, but it's a living museum. It's a three-dimensional, living, wondrous museum, whether it's the wind, or the trees, or his body, or the lions, they all speak to him. Finally, along the same lines, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Il Molei Lo Yizachu Yisrael Lakbil L'Pnei Avihim Shebashamayim Ela Pam Achas B'Chodesh. It should be Pam, yeah? And we're familiar with this, not just from Sanhedrin, but also from Kiddush Levana. If the Jewish people had the merit of seeing the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heavens once a month, Dayom, that would be sufficient. It's, for a sensitive person, it's sufficient just to look at Chidush HaLevana, to see this creator and rejuvenator. To the point where Chazal here speak about this vision as Kabolas Pnei HaShechina, Lehakbil Pnei Havim Sheba Shemayim. They call it receiving the divine countenance. In brackets, it seems clear. Ki Kabolas Pnei HaShechina Hi Ahistaklus BaLevana V'Chodesh Ezatzma. This idea of receiving the countenance of the Shekhinah is by looking at the renewed moon. Uvirkas levana, the blessing that you make, Uvirkas ha'ida'a al kabalas pnei Shekhinah. It seems that that's the bracha of gratitude for this experience. So that would be sufficient. Da'eva ulam lama'amin ha'ma'amik, again this term, the person is striving to deepen his emunah. Hari kol se'uda etziyo, every meal is a... Again, a piece of art, a work of art. Eichwitz barach zan eskol olam kuloi betuvoi bechein bechezur rachamim. This is, of course, what we say in the first bracha of benching. But to see it, vechol neshima mazkira lo asher biyadoi nefesh kol chai. Every breath reminds him, asher biyadoi nefesh kol chai. The Chazal say, a person should thank him for every breath one takes. Vechol yekitza b'boker geder shetchias amisim. And every time that a person awakens in the morning, this sensitive deepening his emunah, this person sees in it an aspect of chiyas ha-meisim. Tiktzar ha-yiriya me'achil. The canvas is just too small to contain everything that's there. It's just brimming. It's permeated with emunah. Kol ha-briya me'le'a emunah. The entire briya is just filled to capacity with emunah. Ein tzayar ke'ilokeinu, as Chazal said. There's no artist like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a wondrous work of art. It's there to benefit from. Adkan.